let's go to that magical land, shall we? Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we are off the air. Oh, once again, a very nice selection from Bob Schneider.
I like this one.
This is Captain Kirk. Very nice. We got a special tweet from Bob yesterday.
I didn't see it.
And there's a story behind it. Let's let Bob sing.
I want to be like Captain Kirk. Get up every day and love to go to work. Don't want to be like Mr. Spock. I want to kick out the jams and rock the block. I just want to feel good.
Hi, welcome to the podcast we call Off the Air. Thank you for downloading it again. We all hope you had a great holiday season. Jess is here. Hi.
Hi.
Jason is here, as we call him, Mr. Jason.
Mr. Jason present.
Mr. Jason of Beverly Hills.
I don't get it, but I'm laughing.
No, that's what they always, the designers of Beverly Hills, right? That's Mr. Black, Mr.
Who?
Maybe this is too old for you. It might be.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Yeah. There was always Mr. Winston at Beverly.
Okay.
Mr. Jason sounds like a designer to me. I don't know. Maybe not.
Sounds like an old gay guy that you would, like an old gay uncle. We call him Mr. Jason.
He's a confirmed bachelor. He'll never be.
That's odd. Mm.
Good holidays, everybody, all around the room.
Oh, yeah.
Good holidays. Oh, yeah. Good holidays. Yeah.
So much so that I'm not prepared for this podcast.
That's okay.
But that's okay.
Is that right? Well, don't you worry. I am super prepared. Look, I've got notes. I've got...
No. Is that like an accordion note thing?
Yeah, I don't know what this is. Look at that.
That's when you start pulling from the wrong end on the... Or maybe that's cheap Post-its. That makes me crazy.
I think it's cheap Post-its.
Uh-huh.
Plus no. I think you're supposed to have the little container and it rips them off for you.
Oh, you put it in. I don't have it.
We can get you one. They have ones that are shaped like lips. And some mouth, and you pull
that'd
it out.
Oh, that'd be good.
No.
As you know, if you listen to the Off the Air podcast often, you know we like Bob Schneider, and we open our shows with some music of his. And a little while ago, he made it known. I talked to him. I texted him, and he also tweeted me a couple times. And he said, "Yes, I'm going to get you your own very own personal music."
Okay.
Okay, so
an official
podcast, off-the-air podcast theme, done by performed by Bob Schneider.
He's not just going to hand you something that he had. He was going to do something just for you.
No, but I also found out Bob
didn't hear anything you just said.
were those words? I recognize words. Were you hotboxing on the way in?
No,
you're the one that's acting crazy.
Am I? What did I say?
Me hotboxing. For starters, I don't know what hotboxing is. I can kind of guess.
So there I am on Twitter last night, and this guy, Chris, tweets me and goes, I don't have any Bob Schneider albums. Do you have any recommendations? And I go, well, certainly. The 40 Dogs CD, Lovely Creatures, that was a good one. And then I said, of course, no Bob Schneider collection would be complete without the California or Lonely Land. And so I tweeted him that. And then... Chris and I both get this tweet back from Bob. Thanks to Chick McGee and Chris for all the love on the Off the Air podcast. I am writing something just for the show in Future World now.
Nice.
I don't know what that means, but that's what he tweeted. And then I went to Bob's website, and here's a problem. His new album's coming out in April. So I'm.
Oh, that's a terrible problem.
And I'm sure he's probably... working on that and also trying to write our music.
Right.
But he's in the studio, though.
But
that's
he is
the thing.
He does have access to recording machines.
Right.
I'm not making sense today, am I?
That's okay.
What I admire about a guy like him, you know, just he watched some Star Trek episodes and felt inspired to write. You know, he saw something. Hey, Captain Kirk, he's happy just to get up every morning and go to work.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
If you were running the Enterprise?
You know the Enterprise and Star Trek?
No,
she's
why?
Eating corn nuts.
It sounds like they're chomping together.
I know, it's because they're so white.
No,
I made my own whitening stuff.
No, it's the chomping.
Are you using the whitening stuff too?
I made my own.
Within the last couple of days?
Yeah.
Hydrogen peroxide?
She's on this now. She's
baking soda.
She's making teeth whitener and face cleanser?
Uh-huh. Moisturizer.
You're eventually not going to buy anything out of a box, are you?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm
really
trying.
Yep.
I make my own trail mix.
I kind of do the same thing. Although I start with a base. that kind of comes out of a box.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no. Then I add to it what I want.
Oh, that's
on
okay.
It. Yeah.
There was kind of a shit tweet yesterday about her eating on the air, something that we all kind of like.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Did you
read
it?
I think it was funny.
I might have. I've heard there's been a few of those.
No, this guy was a giant dick face.
Yeah, he was. He was just...
He told me to stop being white trash on Chick's podcast. I'm ruining it. He goes, and then he said,
just
you're not even being that cute, which means I was being a little cute because he said
cute.
That cute.
Right.
Right.
Well, did you tell him we don't want him as a listener anymore?
That's what I said.
That's Bob's line.
Well, you know, I know if I retweet it, Chick's going to jump his ass. So I retweeted it, and everybody jumped his
then
ass.
Everybody
so,
jumped
yeah,
his
yeah,
ass.
Yeah.
So well, good. It's fine.
Well, there's one without.
Right.
So we got many suggestions yesterday on Twitter on what Jess should eat during the podcast.
Okay.
Corn nuts was at the top of the list.
Funyuns.
I like Funyuns.
Stop being so white trash.
Sorry. I know. But you know what? Here's the thing. When I was growing up, my mom would take us to the gas station for dinner all the time. Mm-hmm. And my signature dinner was Chocola, bag of Funyuns, and a whatchamacallit.
Okay.
That's what I got.
We did a lot of Chocola. We did Yahoo.
Yeah. Yahoo?
Yahoo and donuts.
Yeah.
Was a big thing.
Yoo-hoo?
Is it Yoo-hoo?
I think it's
Yoo-hoo. Don't know.
No, you're right. It's Yoo-hoo. I'm thinking of the stupid search engine.
I think of the search engine, too.
Whenever mom was not home,
right,
okay,
right.
In the evenings,
where
dad
was,
had
where
to,
was,
you know,
was
she
mom?
Was doing whatever. Mm-hmm. And dad had to cook dinner.
Uh-huh.
It was always fried Spam.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I don't think I've, my
you
grandpa
can't fry
made
spam.
Us, yeah, huh? My grandpa made us Spam gravy once. To put
that
on,
sounds awful.
To put on toast.
How do you make Spam? You got to fry it up to get some.
I don't even know. That's the only grease? Time I ever had Spam. Yeah. You have to have grease for gravy.
For gravy, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. And he did that. He made us tuna gravy one time. Tuna out of a can gravy. Yeah.
He Yikes.
Would, he would wow. make us sugar and butter sandwiches.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Was this actually. Was this out of a cardboard hut? Or was this?
It was Beech Grove.
Hello, Beech Grove.
Okay. Yeah. Funyuns, sardines, spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
Popcorn. You love pop that
I
cheese popcorn.
I love popcorn.
Jello shots. Cap'n Crunch, Pop Rocks, kielbasa and vodka.
I don't know what a kielbasa is. That sausage?
It's the big honking sausage.
Like looks. Summer sausage?
No, it's
no,
more
it's big.
It looks more like a penis, the kielbasa.
Yeah, when you make that jerk off motion, I kind of got that.
Good like that.
Uh-huh.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Those are somebody's balls.
Why was sardine? Did you say testicles. Sardines in there?
Somebody said sardine on crackers.
Why?
Because they say that in the burbs. So that reference is made in the burbs somewhere.
Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
That's about what you got over there now.
Yeah, I got soy nuts right now.
Beef jerky.
Nature's Pop Rocks.
Bugles.
I love Bugles.
I don't think beef jerky is that exciting.
They have a chocolate caramel Bugle that is out of this fucking world.
Ew,
you would not
gross.
Believe. Oh, it's so good.
We used to just put them on our fingers and then.
Oh, yeah.
Cookies and milk.
What?
Sweet low cookies and milk.
Okay.
And then my favorite for Just Eat during the podcast.
What?
Hot wings and pixie sticks.
I love hot wings. God, I love hot wings.
I haven't had a pixie stick forever.
We need to have the podcast catered one time. What do you think?
We need a lot of stuff to happen on the podcast.
Okay.
One time, I'd say every time.
The official caterer of the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, for that one.
Restaurant.
For that one.
We could have them compete.
Ooh.
Was that a word?
Ooh, a
Did
contest.
You guys have corned beef and cabbage for New Year?
No. I heard that's a thing, but I don't really.
You heard that's a thing?
Yeah.
It's like the thing.
For who?
For
everyone?
Me.
For everyone or Italians?
Not even
Catholic,
Italians. It's
Catholic,
Irish.
I think. Irish.
It's a Catholic. Okay.
My grandpa was from Ireland. My grandma's from Italy.
Okay.
So
that's Italy.
No. What does my mom say?
Italian.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I heard a comedian once say, I don't call you a high billy. Don't call me an Italian.
A high billy? I like that.
Oh, yeah. There's a great scene in Django where Jamie Foxx calls a guy a hillbilly.
Is that good?
It's, I really like it.
He saw it twice.
I saw it twice.
Jamie
really
Foxx is a little too.
He's kind
Jamie
of a,
Foxx?
He's kind of a badass in
he's
this.
He's a little
I'm
too
you.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
I can't believe Quentin Tarantino would put him in a movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, yeah. Right.
He's really good.
He's really good.
You know who else is in Django? Is
somebody I like? No.
No.
Okay.
Lee Horsley. Who was he? He was some TV private eye. Oh, I forget.
Who the hell is Lee Horsley?
Matt Houston. Private eye. You don't remember Matt Houston?
Oh, Matt.
Houston.
No, I don't.
Matt Houston.
How about this? Which one was the dark-haired Duke brother?
Oh, I don't know. They had an orange car. That's all I know about Dukes of Hazzard.
Luke and Bo. Bo.
So John Schneider was Bo. Luke Duke is in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's done some stuff lately.
Tom Wopat's in.
Yeah. He's done some stuff lately.
I got nothing.
You got nothing on that one?
Charlie Daniels sang the song, right?
Nope, Waylon Jennings.
The fuck ever.
Charlie Daniels blind, though, since birth. We all know that.
That's not true. No. I know Charlie Daniels.
You do. We have a friend I met through you knows Charlie Daniels very well.
My best friend is Charlie Daniels' goddad, or whatever. I know that backwards. It's her goddad.
Charlie Daniels is her godfather.
She was my stepsister for like a year.
Despite the fact that he's blind.
He's not blind.
I saw a movie with my parents.
What'd you see?
I saw Skyfall.
What's that?
The James Bond
movie.
I don't act like I should fucking know. Ugh.
I was going to take Dad to go see it because he's a big James Bond fan.
Okay.
So I needed to go to the movie theater anyway because I was getting a gift card.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to go see a movie.
Can I just jump in?
That's why I love Jason. He's just like me. He's never going to go somewhere for one reason.
Jason is, though, like no other person I know in my life. He is
because he's got it together.
Off the chart practical.
Right.
No.
So
annoyingly practical.
But it's so good because I'm so not.
He's baseline non-emotional. He's whatever's going on. What'd you do? Did you punch him?
No. We're talking about our kids when we got a little emotional.
So I'm going to the movie.
Sorry, took your dad to your mommy.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done on the spur of the moment?
I'd have to think back.
Yeah! Just do it! Let's just go do it!
There's things I'll just go do.
Like he'll go pee?
Like what?
No, like when you were meeting Aaliyah, did you do anything crazy to get her attention?
I don't know. Maybe back in... I do remember one of the first times we'd met, we left a class together. And I was just walking with her wherever she was going, and then finally she had to go, I got to go over here and out of this class because I didn't have that class.
Right.
It was, all right, I live on the other side of campus. It was, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was anything wild. Because
you didn't realize where you were.
No,
I
knew where I was going.
Yeah, you were just...
But it was very impractical to walk away from where I live.
Right.
He almost sounds irritated even to this day, and it was quite a while ago, I'm guessing.
So anyway...
His parents' movies.
So you were going to the movie anyway because you were getting.
And
a gift
I've been wanting. There's like three or four movies I've been wanting to see, just haven't had the time. Blah, blah, blah. So all right, I'm going to see a movie because I gotta go there anyway. So I call Mom and Dad up and say, "Hey, what's Dad doing today? Will you guys? I want to go take Dad to see the Skyfall." And she goes, "Well, we're getting ready to go out and run around and do some stuff. We were thinking about seeing a movie, and you know, anyway."
I don't know your mother, but I'm guessing that's dead on.
Is she as practical as you?
Yeah, she's probably. Wait till I get to the good part.
Okay.
So we, you know, we were thinking about a couple movies. I'm like, "Were you thinking about Skyfall at 2:50? She's like, "Yes, that was on our list." I go, "Well, you want to?" Yes, we'll go there. I'll meet
there
you
was
there.
There was a list of.
They had a list of a few movies they wanted to see.
Sure.
So I did them a favor by helping them decide. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm like, "Well, how early do you get there?" And I'm thinking, we get there about a half hour early.
Right. The Chick McGee way.
30 minutes. So basically, you're there. The movie's not going to start for 45 minutes.
Right. Do you know how much stuff I can do in 45 minutes?
Right. So, I said, "I'll meet you there 20 minutes or whatever. I got to get my gift card, what have you."
Right.
So they get there right on time. I don't know. We go in, and they get the big thing of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, I don't need it. I'm fine. I smuggled my Junior Mints in like I always do. And
look at it. Right.
And he's looking at me.
You buy Junior Mints somewhere.
Well, I usually have them on hand at home anyhow.
Right.
It's a Junior Mint.
It's very delicious.
It's delicious. Seinfeld.
So we get in there. They like to sit in the back row. Okay.
Of course.
The far, far back?
The top row.
Okay.
I'm like, all right,
I like to sit.
Whatever, that's fine. So we're up there. We're just, the previews are starting. I think I made one more dash to the restroom or something. Or I don't know. Either way, And all of a sudden, Mom pulls out of her purse. I don't know. I assume that came out of her purse. A couple of paper plates.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No way.
Want some popcorn?
No way.
So, and I know why she does it, because in her purse at all times is a salt shaker.
No.
Because she salts her stuff quite a bit. So Dad's got the big bucket,
right,
and she wanted her own. But
with extra salt.
But she had brought an extra paper plate for me in case I needed.
Oh, can you see her sweet little face opening the cabinet? And I got to get another paper plate. I got to get another paper plate for Jason.
I take the salt shaker off.
What do they call you? Do you have a nickname, JJ?
No, they call me Jason. There's one other thing that's a little endearing that I'm not saying on this podcast.
Pookie? Is it Pookie?
No. Yeah, it's
Pookie. I bet it's Pookie.
It's Pookie.
Bub.
I take the salt shaker off the counter there while I'm getting my butter, my popcorn, put it in my pocket, and take it into the...
But you return it on the way out.
No,
yeah, I do.
You usually put it... Oh, well, you usually put it in a napkin.
Well, I do that too.
And make like a hobo knapsack.
Hobo salt shaker.
A knapsack thing, yeah.
We got popcorn one time and
oh my God.
I can't share my popcorn. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Did we get the salt? We got the smaller bag and dumped some popcorn in a smaller bag for you, right? I thought so.
Yeah, and you were like, you should just buy another small popcorn. This is not, because I asked, I suck at this. You should, I said, well, can we just get a big one and then they'll give me a small
bag?
And you were like, no, we need to buy a bag.
Let's just get a small bag.
Because he put so much fucking salt on the popcorn.
Well, that's why you need the paper plate.
Yeah, now I know.
And get your own.
To bring the paper plate.
So also, while right before it starts, Mom hands me this little, she's like handing me this little thing. And I'm like, she goes, okay, I brought you one of these Harry and David truffles. They're really good, now, but don't be like your dad and eat it in one bite. So take three or four bites and savor it.
Well, she's wonderful.
So I said, okay, thanks, and I just kind of put it aside. So then 2 minutes later, Dad decides to eat his. And it's still during the previews, I think. It's right near the beginning of the movie. But a preview ended, and then Dad decided to get in the thing, and it had this... I brought some props. It had this...
Yeah.
And it was the times 10,
yeah.
Whatever these gold foil
the
things
foil
they were
ones
in,
are really
it was
loud, yeah.
So loud. And it took him, it felt like a minute and a half to open this thing.
I was in a movie one time, a guy behind me had I could smell it. It was Taco Bell tacos. And like
no
started unwrapping them. You
oh,
know,
yeah,
because
yeah,
if you think
sure.
about it, you got a coat on, you can put a Taco Bell
absolutely.
Taco wrapped up in your pocket.
Or burrito.
Burrito,
you know,
whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
And started, just like you did, Jason.
Yeah.
Started getting into his taco.
Yeah. That's how it sounds like when you get in my taco.
Oh, where's my...
Jason's eyes got so big, that was so worth
where's
it.
My...
You gotta hit something. Is
where's,
there a bell?
My drum?
Is there a bell? Is there a something? So Jess, you've never smuggled any other food?
She doesn't care to go to the movies. She doesn't really enjoy it that much.
I feel
it's
like
all
it's
about
a waste
home.
Of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
it's
know.
A little overpriced.
It's incredibly overpriced.
Yeah.
I know that the taking kids to the movies is always a lot more fun, I think,
because
they get so excited. Chick gets so excited.
Oh,
when goes to the
love
movies.
To take the kids
yeah,
to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
We went
yeah.
to a movie. What was it? The Artist. The fucking Artist. We went to see The Artist. I don't know if you've heard of this movie.
Yeah
I won
it's
a bunch
a silent,
of shit.
It's a silent
right.
It won a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that movie. It was the one about the girls and the vibrators.
Oh, yes, I know.
That doesn't sound like The Artist.
The invention, no, it was in The Invention of the Vibrator, and it was like a mainstream movie.
It was Ewan McGregor, maybe. And,
yeah.
Do you realize
and,
you just prefaced all this by taking kids to the movies?
Yeah, sorry, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
Scratch that. Let's go.
Okay.
When Chick and I went to the movies, I mean, I need a really good movie to hold my attention, and not even good, like just dumb humor, make me laugh. I want to feel better when I leave than I did when I went in.
Okay.
I'm not trying to see anything fucking sad. I'm not trying to cry.
Okay.
I don't want to see anything like that. What was it that we went and saw and I was like, this is the saddest fucking movie I've ever seen?
It was the Will Ferrell thing about his yard sale. Is that right?
Mm.
We left. I was so
upset.
Yeah,
we left in the middle of it. Yeah.
No, but there was we went and saw this vibrator movie. I can't remember what it was.
We stuck it out for the whole thing on that one.
But
though.
I was like a restless fucking 6-year-old in the movie theater. Yeah. I was jumping around. I went and got buckets of beer. I was just like,
that
this
was a good thing
worst.
About where we
yeah,
saw it. Yeah, it was one of those bars.
But it's, I just can't. I can't do it sometimes. And the artist was equally boring. Great, I get it. Silent movie.
I applauded the artist's effort.
I applaud the effort. There was no fucking storyline.
Really
it was the slowest movie ever.
Right,
they really should have done a little something more.
Yeah, but I'm just...
Is there music?
No. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's music. And John Goodman's in it. She loves John Goodman.
I have such a crush on John Goodman. I can't even...
How about John Goodman from Far Away?
He looks like a big movie.
Sorry.
I love John Goodman. I love... Tell me the people I love.
Shaq.
Tom Arnold.
I love Shaquille O'Neal. Tom Arnold tweeted me one time.
Warren
Sapp.
Could you drop Warren Sapp? Seriously?
Yeah, I love him.
He's a complete a-hole idiot.
Do you think he's an a-hole?
Chick, back me up, please.
I don't know if he's an asshole, but yes. He tries really, really hard to be funny,
and he needs
to back that off a little bit.
So?
And I think he'd be
okay. See, but
okay.
I don't watch
he'd
the
okay.
pregame and stuff. I just like him.
Every now and then I'll see him, and it's like, dude, calm down, you know?
Well, he won a Super Bowl with a guy I went to high school with, so that I have a connection there.
Yeah. Well, like one of the other guys.
Shaquille O'Neal is very funny. I think he's nice and endearing. Charles Barkley is. Mm-hmm.
Big black guys, basically.
No, because According to Jim. I love that guy.
Well, okay. He's one
Jim
of the...
Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Right. I love Jim Belushi.
That's true. I remember the Jim Belushi's love affair.
I do. Matt made me a picture one time, and it looked like Jim and I were hugging. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He did. He put my face on Courtney Thornhart. What is her name?
Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Her.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a publicity shot of the two of them for According to Jim.
Okay.
He took her face, he put my face over her face. I liked it.
I need to smuggle more food, I think, is the point.
Into the movie theater?
Anywhere.
I do. I like to eat and watch
the taco
something.
Thing to me. Thought, God, that sounds great.
That and does sound good.
Just crunching a taco
it's
in the back.
It's really loud.
It is loud.
But she had the ultimate observation
you know
on
why
there's movie popcorn.
Because you can't hear. Popcorn doesn't make any noise when you eat it.
Right.
Unless you get
makes
choked.
All,
right.
When you're making it, that gets all the noise out
of
the
way. Well, that's why they don't have the popcorn popper in the theater.
Oh, okay.
It's out in the lobby.
It'd be nice if it was right there. You could fresh.
I love to eat and watch something. I think that's my doing at least two things at once. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste any time just doing one thing.
Do you ever get to bed at night?
What's one of your tweets?
I am right up there with toddlers and truckers when it comes to fighting sleep.
Yeah.
I hate to fall asleep.
Because you got stuff to do.
I have stuff to do. I have so much to do.
I need to start giving you stuff to do.
You can give me stuff to do because I really literally don't have fucking anything to do. I don't.
Whatever.
You've always got
stuff on your little list.
I have a list and I have stuff and I have my little notepad on my phone and all that, but it's nothing of importance. I think I've made it important to me in my head, but it's really not that important. And I feel so bad because I know for a long time Jake has been like, yes, he always is right there and goes along with how important it is. Like, I'm making my own soap and I'm making my own lotion. And he's like, what do we need? Let's do this. We're going to get it done. It's going to be the best thing you've ever done. He does that with every single stupid project I do. And then it's over in 2 weeks.
She's the 2 week girl.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
You tear it up for 2 weeks and put it up on the shelf.
And then I put it up on the shelf.
There's another Twitter update, by the way.
From?
I was looking at Twitter today, just, browsing around.
This is not mean, is it?
It's the exact opposite of mean.
Oh, good.
And I'm just looking around and I see that a Washington Redskin football player is following me. And I wasn't following him.
Oh, that's awesome. Who is it?
Offensive lineman Corey Lichtensteiger.
I love that last name.
At Steiger78 is his Twitter handle.
Good for you.
And he sent me a tweet that said, "Hey, Chick, it's a shame that I can't get Bob and Tom here in Ashburn, Virginia, where." And I tweeted him and I said, "Hey, man, try that podcast off the air. Download it at chickmcgee.com."
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And this just in 5 minutes ago. From Corey Lichtensteiger, the Washington Redskins. We'll give that a listen. Been on a 3-year dry spell since I've been out here. You coming this weekend or just watching at home?
Oh! What do you got to do for a brother there, Corey?
Corey, you want to hook a brother up? A first class ticket? And
Where did he go to school?
I don't know.
We need to find out where he lives.
We
can we get him in here?
All things Corey. Yes, we
is that
yeah.
his website?
All things Corey. There was the Simpsons episode where Lisa signed up for Corey was the heartthrob. Yes, Justin Bieber. Remember?
Corey Haim?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, it was an 800 number. She was addicted to 800 numbers, and she'd call 1-800-CALL-CORY. And it would be, hi, thanks for calling the Corey hotline. I'm Corey. And now here are some things that rhyme with Corey. Story.
We weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Dang on it.
Sorry.
So that's my Twitter update for this week. I'm very excited.
We'll find out more about Corey.
Actually, I should probably tweet him right back. He just wants to know if I'm going to be at the game. That's unbelievable, Corey.
No, Corey. He's not.
Does Ryan Kerrigan follow you?
When is the game?
Sunday, 4:30.
Who are they playing?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Oh. Ray Lewis retired.
Well, but he's still going to play, right?
Yeah, he's playing this weekend and into the playoffs, however long that is. So we'll see.
I hope nothing awful happens.
No, he's going to be a
madman.
He is going to be he should be like a motivational speaker or something.
Have you ever heard
that guy in the locker room
Oh
my God, he could talk me into murdering somebody. He just can pump you up.
Can we erase that part?
No.
I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to.
I just try to think of the most ridiculous thing. I mean,
that's good. That's a good.
I do a lot of stupid stuff, but
let's go to the email, shall we? It's email time. Mm-hmm. Email time. Chick, Jess, and Jason. I just recently downloaded the podcast after a stressed out discussion with a friend at work. Uh-oh. Thank sweet baby Jesus. I've been a longtime listener of the other show, and Chick has always been my favorite. I grew up outside of London, Ohio, and now live in the grand metropolis of South Charleston, Ohio. I know exactly where that is. South Charleston's where I worked for the company that tasseled corn.
Oh, for an afternoon or a morning?
Pitters?
No.
Do I have pitters?
There's no visible stain. I'm not sure about an odor.
Okay. I don't.
Sochar? Is that what they call it? Sochu?
Sochaz.
Sochaz. Okay.
Such as your ass.
Such as your ass. Is that Jason's dad opening something at the movie?
Uh-uh. His mom sent snacks for everybody. She smuggled them into
now
the
here,
studio.
That would be a good show. Everybody's parents.
Oh God.
Hell no.
I'm in favor.
My dad wouldn't say
everybody's parents. You don't have any parents.
That's exactly right. I was raised by wolves. We all know it.
Woo!
He goes on, I'm now completely addicted. The chemistry that you guys have shines through on the podcast, and I now catch myself smiling and laughing out loud at my desk. This, in turn, keeps my disgruntled mouth shut and my ass employed.
There you go.
Can't wait to see what the new year has to offer for you all. This is from Kim. Well, thank you, Kim, very much.
Kim.
Actually, we're really looking seriously at taking this little show out on the road and doing it in front of people and seeing what a live audience thinks of us.
Yeah.
That's one of our resolutions this year.
It is.
To do some live shows.
I would think we should do a Valentine's Day show.
Hi, Chick. I want to thank you for doing your podcast. It means more to me than you know. I work in an office setting, and during the Christmas holiday season, Christmas music is played for all to, quote, enjoy. I fucking hate Christmas music.
I love Christmas music. Do you hear the new CeeLo album?
I put the earbuds on and re-listen to the podcast. I haven't. No.
Christmas CeeLo album was so good.
Really?
I'm kind of over him.
I am not over him.
Yeah, he's a little too much for me.
Hmm.
When you wear that kind of crap, it's not about the music.
He's like your size though, right?
Yeah, I think
he is. Of course you like him.
He's black.
Big black guy.
Bald. Got a beard sometimes. He's like gross, bitch. I like him. I do.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick Ross is a badass. How's he doing, by the way? Is he okay? Is he better?
Who knows?
He was sick, right?
Yeah, he keeps like
he's like strokes keeps getting sick and then miraculous and then he's sick again.
That's the power of the ganja. Okay.
Chickster, you're a gosh darn genius.
Aw.
Dear Chick, I've been listening to you for over 20 years and I have to say this podcast is the perfect dose of Chick McGee. Keep up the great work. I've been listening to you illegally while at work. Let's say I'm in transportation that does not involve rubber wheels.
I don't know what that means.
Is that an airplane? It's got to be, right?
What's rubber wheels?
Well, airplanes have rubber wheels.
Trains.
Oh.
Trains.
Maybe he's not supposed to listen to anything when he's on the train.
Gosh, we should open up a detective agency. We really like nailed that.
Mm-hmm. You mean Jason.
I mean you.
Well, here's what, when you ever say transportation, I always think of these things. Because there's this place in Bloomington at one point, doesn't now, that had a, hold on with me here, okay?
All right.
Think of, there's a little creek And then there's a bridge going one way over it that was the road.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bridge higher at a different angle that was a train.
Oh, a train.
And supposedly this was the one spot in the world where all four modes of transportation could be basically in one vertical point.
No way.
Yeah. That's neat. I always think of the four. And granted, it could be boat, too, because there's no rubber wheels on a boat.
Yeah.
Train or a cruise ship. The podcast cruise. That's what we should. You've been wanting the hot weather and the sun.
Well, it's a little cold here.
Let's see. They've been living in the rubber. Your show keeps me entertained to the hilt. Love Jess. She sounds like the best thing in the world. Please bring back Uncle Johnny. I feel like I know that guy. He's the best. Jason, I don't care what others think. Talk as much as you want.
Whatever, dude.
Or as much as Chicken Jess will let you. You guys take care. Keep the awesome podcast going. P.S. Have you ever noticed a similarity between you, Chick, and Ned Flanders on The Simpsons?
In the way they look?
Or the way they sound? Harry Shearer does his voice.
Which one's Harry Shearer?
He was one of the Spinal Tap guys.
Uh-huh, okay.
He played bass.
Uh-huh.
He does a lot of the voices.
I don't understand that.
Well, that cracks me up that he sees or hears that and thinks of you.
I think
you're the last person
with
I would think.
With his glasses, sometimes he does his...
Doodly. Hi, doodly do, neighbors.
You don't ever...
That's how... That's yeah, sort of.
But you don't ever really...
So he
don't ever do that impression,
He goes to church a lot and...
Yeah, that's exactly you.
Stuff like that. I just listened to episode 23 and it was mentioned what a great gift a website would be for Christmas.
Yes.
Somebody said that. I'm not sure who it was.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was Jess.
Was it?
I think it was.
Good job.
I gave my wife an awesome website for
my wife's boobies.com.
Come get your boobies. For part of her Christmas this year, and she loved it. I bought it from GoDaddy, of course, using the McGee code, so thank you for that and the podcast. If you're so inclined, give her new site a shout out. It would make her day.
No,
I don't think I'm going to do that.
No?
How shitty would that be if I did that? Her website is valerielindsay.com.
That sounds like the people who are married trying to get some on the side website. What's that one called?
Oh,
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That does.
Maybe that's what she's doing.
ValerieLindsay.com and the Lindsay's with an EY. So Valerie Lindsay.
Well, I'm not putting it on the website unless he has something up there.
Oh, that's
you better checked it out.
No, I haven't yet. No.
Speaking of GoDaddy, you know, the Off the Air podcast is brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Yay!
It's the world's largest provider of web hosting with over 55 million domain name registrations and over 10 million customers. Wouldn't you like to be one of those customers?
I am.
See?
Me.
And it would make
and
a great
Valerie
gift.
Valerie is.
It would make a great gift for Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's.
Or a birthday.
Or the inauguration, if you give gifts.
Have you been drinking? I think you just said inauguration.
Well, I think it's my cold. Go ahead. Go Daddy.
Go to chickmcgee.com, click on the GoDaddy banner, and you'll get your new domain for only $4.95. It includes a free one-page website, a personalized email account, photo album, and more. So enter the promo code McGee, M-C-G-E-E, at checkout, or go to chickmcgee.com and click on the Bigfoot Harry GoDaddy banner. That's GoDaddy.com. It makes a great gift. It really does.
Are you going to ValerieLindsay.com?
Is that what you're trying to look at?
Is it
Lindsey?
Yes.
S-E-Y. Yeah. Horror stories for your Kindle.
Yeah.
What is this? Home. About the author. Bio.
She writes books and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's an author. Well, Jesus.
No. She writes books.
And she has two cats and
why
two
didn't,
dogs.
Why couldn't I think of the word author during there? I don't know what's wrong with
you. Aw, well, good for you, Valerie.
Let's see. Dear Chick, Jess, and Jason, first I want to say thank you for doing your podcast. I find it not just funny, but what is talked about also can be very insightful at times.
Like what?
It would be hard to say that one episode is my favorite as compared to the rest, as I get something new and different from each show. Shows what
have
I meant.
Been drinking?
Not to kiss ass, but just to acknowledge that it is well done. Second, I was quite pleased to get an Off the Air t-shirt as a Christmas present from my in-laws. Oh, we're being restocked as I speak on the Off the Air website.
So. From her in-laws?
His in-laws, I believe.
It's
from my, he got it from his in-laws. Just shows that they are cool. I was wearing it within moments of opening it. Thank you again. Keep up the good work, Morgan Church.
Okay, not to possibly shoot down a nice moment here. But was it perhaps the wife told the in-laws to
I'm
get
sure.
him the shirt?
Sure.
Okay. Or she bought it, and then
sons-in-law's daughter.
I mean, if the in-laws were that hip, that's pretty cool.
It's very
rare. I am infamous for buying gifts for people. Mm-hmm. And then giving them to their spouses or their kids or whatever and saying, give this to your mother, mm-hmm. give this to your wife, mm-hmm. give this to your... Only because the happiness that they get from giving it is what makes me
it's so
happy.
Worth it, yeah.
It's a rare mother and father-in-law that know anything about their
son and daughter. You have a decent relationship with your in-laws?
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
I have an ex-husband. And I always thought I had an okay relationship with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And what about you? Have you always?
The parents are gone. We have to go over three wives, right?
No, you don't have to.
There was one out of three. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay now. Right.
I think I get along better with them now that we're divorced than I did when we mm-hmm. were married. Probably.
That's probably not.
It just hit me while you're in a funk.
Why am I in a funk?
Because you don't have Christmas presents to buy. The previous month or two, you had stuff to do.
Yeah, I don't have.
And
yeah.
Now the new year has started.
I know.
And all that's
done.
Is she
in a funk? I didn't notice you were
in a funk.
Not so
much a funk.
Not funk, just...
In a doing funk.
Yeah, in a doing funk, I don't have anything to do. Okay. Like, because you know me, I'm knitting like crazy from October mm-hmm. okay. until up until Christmas.
That's true.
The knitting season.
Yeah, it's the knitting season. Sure. And now it's just like, now what? Like my...
Now what?
I don't know. I just don't know what to do now.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. I think what I need to do is start planning our first live podcast for Valentine's.
I'm going to step in here and be a little off the air and be a little on the air.
Okay.
Is everybody ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Go.
She keeps telling me this. She keeps telling
Jason
me.
Jason told me not to. He told me I couldn't. He said he was going to do it.
I didn't say I was going to do it.
She I said, let me do it.
She keeps telling me that she wants to schedule these shows.
I said, I can do it.
She wants to call the club owners. She wants the venues. She wants to do all this stuff.
Or they can call us if you're listening.
Well, that's a good idea, too.
Make my job a lot easier.
But you want something to do, though.
Yeah.
So if you're going to say you're going to do that, you should probably do it.
Jason, can I do it? I feel like I...
You've got to run everything through me.
No, but I asked you and you said, no, I'll do it. Because we already talked about some venues.
So, you know, you could do it.
Okay, I'll do it. We'll find it. We'll figure it out.
If something's messed up, I'm going to be mad.
Well.
Okay. I've never done this kind of thing before, so there's
no way. No, you've dealt with venues
know,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Stick around for that big July 4th show coming soon. Okay.
I want to do it sooner.
I'm disgruntled. You know me. I want to do it now.
I want to do it sooner.
Let's do it sooner.
Dear Chick, Jess, and Jason, I have an idea for a guest or two. I agree 100% with Jess.
Keep it to yourself.
Jay Baker would be a great guest.
Yeah.
Christy Lee would be another, sure. And Jess, I tried your crock pot sandwich.
Jesus criminy. Do you know how many people made these mm-hmm. over the holiday?
It was. I think
it
saved
all over Twitter.
I think I saved our nation.
I think
the crock pot sandwich.
Saved a lot of Christmases, I'm sure.
There was one guy, I literally had to walk through it. I was like, are you fucking serious?
What do you mean walk through?
He goes, should I start these the night before?
Oh, walk him
through.
Yeah,
I was like,
okay.
If you want hockey puck ham sandwiches, yeah, throw them in there.
So Jay Baker was on there, huh?
I uh-huh. like Jay Baker a lot. You know what? Because I've never met him. I know, I don't. I like him. He's always been so polite and so nice, and his voice is pleasant. And I just I want to confirm some stories. I'm going to be real honest with you.
I can confirm the stories.
No, not
I was there for a couple of them.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she means she's heard yours. She needs to confirm your story.
Yeah, I need to confirm your shit.
Hi, Chick, Jess, and Jason. Is that a hi or
hey?
Hi.
Just got back from Christmas vacation to Texas, Florida.
What do gay horses eat?
Hey!
Just got back from Christmas vacation. Texas from Florida. I played your first 21 podcast for my wife and son all the way to Texas and halfway back.
Oh, my God. Did they hate him?
They loved him and are hooked.
Oh.
That's incredible. My wife loves Jess as much as I do. Uh-huh. Of course, we've always loved you, Chick. Keep the podcast coming, and we'll keep listening.
Oh, that's cool.
That's from Don Bryant.
Can you imagine? Seriously.
Yeah, all the way.
Put yourself in that
listening
car.
To these assholes.
That's luckily, us. we had a fourth person in here sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That helps a lot.
I was going to say I've listened to her in the car, but to be honest, you fall asleep right away. So
in the car?
In the car, most of the time.
What do you mean you listen to me in the car? The fuck are you talking about?
You know, like, it'd be like listening to the Off the Air podcast.
Oh, you mean because I'm just constantly fucking talking?
No, because you'd
there
be
are
asleep.
Times. There are times. You know what? I am. I'm either like 100% or I'm zero. Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I mean, if you can believe that or not.
Yeah, I really find that hard to believe.
I'm about right in the middle.
Yeah. No
can
way.
Can you imagine that?
Are you serious? What about you, chick? Where are you?
Wait a minute. It's great to finally feel like you know who Chick is and what makes him tick.
Yeah. Maybe a little better than the Bob and Tom show.
Maybe. Yeah, you think?
You reveal some more on here.
Do I?
Yeah.
You're so revealing.
We should have a Chick's revelation. Of the podcast.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What is your revelation?
Today's revelation? Mm-hmm. Let me think.
Ooh,
The
movie Carrie. What did you realize in that movie?
I don't think this reveals on my Chick.
No. So I'm watching the movie Carrie.
Back me up. Help me up. I don't remember this movie.
No, Carrie? No, it's awful.
It's Sissy Spacek.
It's like 30 years ago.
Hey, Piper Laurie. I don't like Sissy Spacek. She kind of freaks me out.
And John Travolta. And
I like her in Four Christmases.
William Catt.
Yeah, Sissy Spacek.
Sissy Spacek? Oh, yeah. But Carrie can move things with her mind. It's a Stephen King movie.
That's right. Okay.
Book. Yeah, and they made it into a movie. And it's not very good, but it's okay. I mean, and when it came out, it was great.
Okay.
Dirty Pillows. That's the best part of that movie.
That's what her mother, who's a devout Baptist, I guess, or I'm not sure what she... Okay, you can't get up and walk away when you have your headphones on.
No, I was going to throw something away, but then my headphones just shocked my ear. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Probably your feet on the carpet.
Oh, static.
Gosh.
Sorry.
Anyway, Carrie is this girl who everyone picks on in school. She's in the shower in the opening scene. They've just finished gym class. And
guys take showers in gym, like butt naked?
Mm-hmm.
And is it butt naked or buck naked?
I don't know on that one. We should go to that other part that we have. We have a Jess Malaprops here coming up. But hang on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, did you take a shower in gym when you were in high school?
No, we didn't take a shower in gym. I didn't.
After gym, what did you do?
Well, I took
only
gym.
Only if we swam.
If you swam, you mm-hmm. took a shower? Mm-hmm. Well, that seems counterproductive.
We swam. Well, you had all chlorine and crap on.
That chlorine will clean you.
We swam and we swam all over the dam.
No, but I took gym in middle school and I took... But in high school, we could take gym in the summer. So you would take gym in the summer and then you just go home.
See, we couldn't do that.
I would go home and fall asleep in the hammock for the rest of the afternoon.
Anyway, they're all getting out of the shower and they've just been to gym class and they're all making fun of Carrie. Well, Carrie's in the shower. She's taking a little extra time in the shower. First of all, I'm not sure what this is all about, but she's really washing her breasts. That's all I'm saying.
Wash them dirty pillows.
Yeah. And I'm watching the movie. My youngest daughter, who's 19, who's going to college, we're sitting there watching the movie, and it's a little uncomfortable, but it's kind of a scary movie, and it's a fun thing, and we're laughing at how she's, you know, really washing her body and all this stuff. So she comes, there's a pan scene where the camera goes across the locker room, and there's all these other girls, you know, messing around, flipping towels, and all this stuff.
Sure.
But it's pretty much
what girls do when they're naked together.
But it's pretty much full frontal.
Okay.
And my daughter finally looks over at me and says, "Wow, that's a lot of hair." And if you want to go back and watch the start of Carrie, it is 70s bush everywhere.
Okay.
It's something else.
It's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
Not so much now.
Not so much now.
Is it coming back?
I'm bringing it back.
I've got to get the
Because I, in Roadhouse, you always have to watch Roadhouse when Roadhouse is on.
Okay.
But there is a scene where Sam Elliott is the bouncer at a strip club, and Patrick Swayze calls him, and it looks like in the background, I can't tell if it was her G-string, the triangular part of the front of her G-string was really big, or if her bush was that big. It was crazy. Do you know how many times rewound that like 4 or 5 times? That has to be her bush.
The thought of the bikini on there with the really big just always made me laugh, because like if you got in there and you kind of pulled the strings, it just kind of
like a Jiffy Pop.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
The Jiffy Pop bush,
right?
The Jiffy Pop Bush. One more email, it says here. Chick, Jess, and Jason. He says fuck a lot here. I guess that's
fine.
Love the podcast. Just got caught up on all the episodes. You were talking about crop dusting the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one time I was in the commissary in Germany.
Oh, I bet that stinks.
And let out an SBD and walked off. A mother and her three kids walked through, and one of the kids yelled out, "Mom, don't do that in here." I about pissed myself.
That happened when I have a similar story. We were at the library with my mom. We were kids. I bet I was like 7 or 8. My brother was 5 or 6. We're at the library, and there's kids everywhere. It's the busiest time. Whatever day that was, it was the busiest time. So there's a line of like 10 people deep waiting to check out books. And I sneezed and farted at the same time.
I don't think that's possible.
It's possible.
There's so much pressure.
Kids that age do it.
Kids this age, they usually giggle. Well, I was so embarrassed. But I was embarrassed because as soon as I did it, my mom shoved me out of line and said, "Oh my God, Jessica, that is disgusting." Because she didn't want anybody to think she had done it.
I had misheard that story.
That's what she did to me.
I thought she...
No, she didn't.
Farted.
I did it, but she called me out. I would...
And blamed you for it.
Yes. I mean, can you imagine doing that to your kid? I mean, I would take the fall. Not my mom. She shoved me out, made sure everybody knew.
No, what you did is you shut up and you'd be proud.
Yeah, that's what I would now.
Yeah.
I would be very proud now. But back then, I was still embarrassed.
You're talking about your brother, and the picture we put up on the website, I trimmed it to where just the two of you.
What a great picture.
Isn't that a hell of a head of hair.
He still does.
My brother, his hair
face is so swollen.
It's not swollen. He's just fat. He was so fat.
He's just fat.
He was.
Her brother was swollen from crying.
Her brother can grow a beard in an afternoon.
My brother was like 10 or 11 pounds when he was born.
Yeah.
I mean, he was huge. Like, this is back in the day when they didn't induce you 2 days after your due date. He was like 2 weeks late, something crazy.
Right.
And he was just so big, and his jowls were just, they like hung, like they were just big. But now he's like, you know, Mr. Fit USA or some dumb shit. I don't know.
He's got like 2% body fat.
But you're sitting there all prim and proper.
But you know what? They kind of shoved. There's been a handful of pictures where they kind of have me like they put me in the picture to where they could easily crop me out. Mm-hmm. Because when I was little, people at church and all kinds of stuff always thought that I was adopted. They're like, "God bless you for adopting that Asian baby." Because I looked a little bit.
But when I was younger, I looked very Asian.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird.
How about that?
She also doesn't know how to pronounce, what are some of these terms that you try to, that get garbled up in your head?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, the other day we were, James Cameron and... What were we talking about? And Catherine Bigelow.
There's James Cameron, and then there's Cameron Crowe.
She got James Cameron and Cameron Crowe confused.
They're both in the movies,
right?
Because I said Nancy Wilson used to be married to Cameron Crowe,
and I said she made the Hurt Locker.
So she made the Nancy Wilson made the Hurt Locker, and I go, no, that's
I love that.
That's, and then you started writing these
James
down
because
they're so
the other
insane.
Night, you know what the fish sandwich is called at McDonald's?
The Filet-O-Fish.
No, it's the McFish.
It should be the McFish. That's what I call it. Okay.
You know, now, the longer I looked at that, the more it makes sense.
It does make sense. But when I said I had a McFish and he just thought that was funny. Every other sandwich is a McSandwich?
Right.
McNugget.
What's the stomp drum? You were talking about stomp drum?
Apparently it's called a foot drum, and I called it a stomp drum.
Because you stomp.
Because you stomp to make it go.
I don't know.
I brought Jason's Christmas present.
I know. I saw that. And I did not. Did I get
damn
you?
Damn it. I just shocked myself again. I have to stop saying GD, too. Sorry.
Did I get you a Christmas present? I don't think I did.
Yes, you did. You gave it to him on the other show.
You
should on this show take full credit for what everybody got on the Bob and Tom show because it was your idea.
Okay.
Jessica, go. What was it?
We did What did we do?
We found.
I found a T-shirt that said it's a Donkey Show T-shirt. The Tijuana Donkey Show.
Tijuana Donkey Show.
So we got you guys those T-shirts, and I love to put together like a gift basket. There's a theme. I enjoy doing that. I did that one time. I got everybody gift cards from a noodle restaurant here in the city. Do you remember that? That was a beautiful presentation on my part. I'd like to say.
Yep.
But then we got them a bottle of Patron with their Donkey Show T-shirt and popcorn, because on the T-shirt it said free popcorn.
Free popcorn at the Donkey
Show. At the Donkey Show.
Yep. And so you got us naughty popcorn.
We got you naughty popcorn.
Right. We could pick nice or naughty label on the popcorn.
We naughty. Definitely naughty.
Did you have that popcorn?
I haven't yet.
It's Just Popped In Broad Ripple.
Oh, I need to. Yes.
Maybe sneak that in a coat in the next movie you go to.
Yeah.
Give it to your mom.
You got a plate for this? All right. So this looks like... it's wood.
Well, the wrapping paper.
Another thing you need to know about Jess, she hates bows. She doesn't like gift.
I get tired of bows.
I don't like bows. I use ribbon.
She doesn't like gift cards.
Or yarn.
No, I love yarn.
Well, that's what you used on this one.
Yeah,
yarn.
I mean, gift tags, I guess, not gift cards.
No,
gift
I use stickers. I use stickers
that spell out the person's name.
You're so against the man, aren't you?
I am. I don't know why.
This looks like a book kind of
size.
It is a book. Oh, boy.
It's
titled Bike Snob.
Which is the exact opposite of Jason.
Well, I can be a snob about things, I promise
you. A little bit.
Systematically and mercilessly realigning the world of cycling.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But your most best present is sitting outside on the porch of the studio. Did you
I
walk
saw something out there. I didn't.
That's a whole chocolate pie. That's a whole chocolate cream pie for you and Aaliyah and the girls.
Chocolate cream pie.
Excellent.
What kind of bike do you have? You bike a lot?
I didn't this past year as much as I wanted to.
He bikes from home to here.
I know. Sometimes
I haven't done that in a couple of years.
Those are my most favorite days when he would come in his bike uniform or whatever it's called.
You usually wouldn't see me,
but
unless I was leaving in the morning, I would come in and do like a whore bath. Thing, and then no one would know.
No.
So you had the spandex on and
the whole thing, the big shorts and everything,
the big hat or the helmet or whatever.
Yeah, the helmet. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'd always plan it because it was about 20 miles from my.
You know
house
how
to here.
I knew when he was going to ride in, because it was about a week and a half build up, checking the weather, making sure the day's right, wind, temperature, the whole thing before he'd decide which day he was going to ride his bike in.
Can you teach me to be calm and practical?
No,
I would love
it's
to learn.
It's not taught.
It's not taught?
No. It's practice. You can practice it, and then eventually you'll become better. It's like the 15,000 hours. Have you ever read that book?
Mm-mm.
If you do something for 15,000 hours, you're going to be the best at it.
I thought if you did it 11 times in a row, you'd have it.
Okay, no. It's 15,000 hours.
It becomes habit at 11 times or something.
No.
There's
a book recently that came out about 15,000
If you do
hours.
Something
like if you're a baker and you bake for 15,000 hours, then you'll be the best you could be at it. Yeah.
The best baker you can be at it, not the best baker.
No, you could be the best baker. Maybe.
You're going to be up there.
Yeah, you're going to
make enough
there.
Mistakes
right.
that you learn from them.
Uh-huh.
And the little subtleties.
What podcast number is this?
Ooh. 24.
So we've got 14,900.
We got a long ways
That's
to go.
That's a long way to go. Mm-hmm. Glad I won't be here.
No, the biking thing. No, the bike thing was fun. I was training for something, and yeah, I was.
You were?
Yeah, I did the right across Indiana.
Oh, were they right behind you in a car?
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, I guess people can, but
wait a minute. Up and down Indiana?
No, across.
Or across?
One day,
horizontal.
160 miles.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It was fun. I wish I could do it now, but our vacation has slid back to where it's usually one of those two weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've gotten the Scroogey.
The Scroogey?
Yeah. I got the Scroogey on that. No, but it was fun. It did take a little preparation. I would take a shower before I left home.
Uh-huh.
So I was fresh. And I left early enough to where I really didn't build up that much of a sweat. I mean, sure, I was sweating some when I got in here. But it was always fun.
Pretty
I had a little locker in the back.
Is it a regular bicycle?
No, it's more of a, you know.
A sit down?
Yeah, right. You know, kind of a racing kind of bike.
No, but I mean like a regular, like they have those bicycles that you can sit and you pedal.
Yeah, all bicycles you sit and pedal.
No, I mean, but you don't bend
recline?
Over.
You
like
you
you're, it's like a regular
chair. Oh, a recumbent.
A recumbent.
No.
Oh, a recumbent.
What is that?
I don't know.
No, it was not a recumbent.
Oh.
It was normal upright bike.
Yeah.
Still have it.
Does
still
ride. Back?
No, not you. Do it enough, you get strong.
15,000 hours.
There's also the 10,000 hours. I think Malcolm Gladwell mentioned in a book as well.
I think it was Malcolm X, actually.
No, it was not Malcolm X.
We didn't land at Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
And Bob Lefsetz out there, who is a... you familiar with Bob Lefsetz?
Anyone? I am not.
He's a music critic guy out there. He's the one the song Mean from Taylor Swift is
he
about
him. He wrote
that? No, no, no.
Oh, it's
no,
about
no.
him.
It's about him.
Oh, he's an asshole.
Eh.
No.
He just told her
Wait
the
a
truth.
Minute. Is he a biker?
I don't know. He's a
cyclist?
Skier. He's a skier.
Oh, well,
Tom
there you go.
Loves him.
Okay.
Tom loves the
well,
guy.
There you go, then.
That makes sense.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jess. I like this. It's kind
You're
of
welcome.
It's
I'm
got
glad
good
you
pictures.
Like it. Good pictures.
It's got what is a cyclist and why would anyone want to be one? Defining the cyclist.
Yeah.
I bet did you get this from a little bookstore?
I did, a local.
A little local, no big job, no
no big job.
You know what? I'm very proud to say that this Christmas I did not go to a mall and I did not go to any big box store. I didn't all of my purchases were made locally.
And nothing online?
Well, except for the ones that Chick bought for the show. But
right.
that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, but nothing. Nope.
So you did in this who is it? Like American Express does a big thing
they
after
host,
after Black Friday
they do.
Go
they
local,
host local Saturday.
Local Saturday.
I don't participate in that because that's when the people who don't shop local go shop local. I show up local all the time.
Okay.
So. It's kind of like me on New Year's Eve.
I'm a local snob.
I was just, saying, I was just thinking if you need a book called Local Snob.
Yeah. No, it's my being local is my, Indy is my favorite place in the world. So.
Sorry.
That's okay. You know, I wasn't talking. It's fine.
There was a big hair on the board and I put this up and yeah, sorry.
I don't drink on New Year's Eve because I drink every other night.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's for,
exactly.
What that? Oh, that's for real.
What'd you do? Did you get shit faced on New Year's, Jason?
What'd you do on New Year's Eve?
Nothing. We just sat around. We played some games.
Yeah.
Did I talk to you New Year's Eve?
Yes. New Year's evening. I had just seen Skyfall, actually,
oh,
with my parents.
I forgot to mention, I did talk to Joe Theismann a couple nights ago, and he was ready, willing, and pumped up to do the show, this show, but turns out he was going to be on an airplane and could not make it work. So
where's he going?
We're going.
He's always talking.
He's always talking and motivating and going places.
So probably he'll be back in time for the game.
So we're not.
Oh,
of course,
God, yeah.
I hear everyone out there going, "Oh, we're going to talk about the Redskins." No, we talk about a little bit about all the NFL playoffs, but mostly about the Redskins.
I won't talk very much that one because I just stare at him. He's shaped like an upside down triangle.
He's shaped like an upside down triangle.
And he always kisses me on the mouth when I see him.
Right on the face.
He sure does.
And coming up, Nick Griffin for sure will be a guest. We got Henry Phillips lined up and many more swell guys that you've come to know and love. So.
And Jess is going to put together a live show.
And I'm going to put together a live show.
And if it's good here locally, we'll do it here in Indy first, of course.
Uh-huh.
And then if there's people out there in the nearby cities, say Cincinnati, I know South Bend loves us, Louisville, Lexington, people in Illinois, Michigan, you know, they could,
send us an email.
Give us a holler out, and we'll
yeah. at
if you're a club owner and you wanna host a show.
See, this is where you can be
theater
proactive.
Kind of
a little
thing.
Theater,
yeah,
maybe
something
like that.
Yeah.
Odds are, at this point, if we get an email from somebody going, "Hey, we'd really like you to come. Here's our contact information." I know somebody's going to contact you and talk to you, and most likely we're going to come because we're looking for places to go.
So. And we like to have fun. I had
and
a couple questions for each of you.
Make us a gift. Oh, sorry.
What? Jess, did you use your milk? Your big
that was a
thing.
Huge hit at my house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, everybody that came to my house for the holidays was like, this is so you. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I got a Keurig, one of those K-Cup Keurigs, and I put my little cup and saucer under there.
Aww.
Yeah, it was
very nice.
It was funny. It was cool. Yeah. I have not used it. It's on display.
Sure,
in
it's
a
display.
Very,
hey, if that's all it does,
I sent you
fine.
A picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's right next to my retro clock. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should see the udders on that picture.
Oh, man.
There are. Yeah, big old udders.
I didn't
udders.
Notice them when I got it.
Big old udder. Really, didn't you?
When I did not see the udders.
That's what makes it art. See, then you pick it up. Oh, my God, look at this.
But I have a picture of a naked lady in my house, too, so it kind of just ties
goes
the room together.
Right?
Like, naked.
Chick, you took a picture, which I love this picture of him. And his muscle shirt.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of that?
I look at it and it just You smile. I don't know what it is. You just have this grin.
What made you grin?
My daughter yelled something at me from the hallway, mm-hmm. And it made me laugh really hard. And mm-hmm. I thought, gee, you know, most of my pictures, I'm not really even smiling, let alone laughing.
Yeah,
always
like
got
open
my mouth shut.
Yeah.
So I saw there were three or four others.
A good picture.
But that one, I just thought, well,
no, that was perfect.
Can you send us the edits? I'd like to see those.
The somber picture. Yeah, maybe one day we'll put those on the website.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. That's Jess.
Bye.
That's Jason.
Bike Snob signing off.
I'm Chick. Thanks again. Good night, everybody.